That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and here we are the day after the eclipse. I hope everybody's feeling well, and I wonder if you made it through. I know that it was very hard on me energetically, because I could feel the energies, and they really were pulsating. So tonight I'm going to talk about everything that's around us. This lunar eclipse is an energy shift point, and it's very potent. The eclipse is in Taurus, along with Jupiter and Uranus. This is ruled by Venus, which represents our values, money, finances, and housing, real estate. Because Mars is in Scorpio, the energies will also deal with aggression, violence, and anger. This particular placement also deals with accidents, both on the ground and in the air. So please, please be extra cautious. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a rush. Don't be impulsive or impatient. Slow down. Take that deep breath and take your time. With the energies directed at transport, there could be accidents dealing with aircraft, trains, or ships. And when I think of my prediction last week about all the water accidents, I think of ships. We're on a lunar eclipse, and at this degree, the sun is exalted, but the moon is at a darkening point, uncovering secrets and stuffed down emotions. And you know the moon is in Scorpio, so it's really doing a drilling job. The eclipse will bring to light the darkening things that we did not know for so long. things that have been hidden. Mars and Jupiter oppose each other, so Jupiter is nudging Mars along with Mercury to amp things up, because Mercury is right next to Mars in Scorpio. They're amping things up to multiply the aggression and expand the tension. Everything feels magnified, and the people feel out of control. This is a sense of drowning, which I have talked about all through September. And we just had a major TV star drown this weekend, Matthew Perry. We can expect flooding, hurricanes, and rough seas. And I give thoughts of peace and love to Matthew Perry's family. So many people are emotionally angry. There is so much going on. So much has been covered up and mishandled in the world, in the governments. We've all become awake now. They can't tell us these lies anymore. We know better. We know that the truth is different than what we've been told. Now that we're aware, we can move forward and make better choices. Yes, these world governments do control us, but they can't really continue to do that. We have free will in our lives, and we can choose differently. They can't really make us split. They can't divide us. They can't make us be in opposition, because we have unity. We have to remember that we all want the same things. The amazing point about this lunar eclipse is the opposition to some key planets. Yes, the elites are trying to divide us, but we have to stay united in our beliefs, in our knowing, and our fight for what we believe in. We stay calm, collected. We be cool and hold on to your truths. This will heal all that has been disgracefully and obviously going on. Jupiter opposing Mars is where the opposition will come together. This will begin to create unity down the road. Maybe not right now, because the energies have to make the changes first. In the next 6 months, it will. That's what this energy is telling us. So by April, we should be feeling a lot better. Mercury is sitting very close to Mars in Scorpio, and Jupiter in Taurus is aspecting them both. Mercury, the planet of communication, gives us the ability to connect and express ourselves to others. It affects travel, and Mars's influence makes Mercury very aggressive and angry. Yes, we need to express ourselves, but not with so much violence and anger. We can expect to see more strikes and protests, because Mercury is how we express ourselves. With Mars, it's with violence and aggression, and with Jupiter, it expands. People are angry and they are speaking out. That's what this energy is doing. However, things will get better as we move along. One other thing. These eclipses, especially this one we had last night, is aspected by Saturn as well. It brings in forced changes, whether by the people or by the divine, one or the other. Major shifts and major changes in world leadership is happening. Major awakening in the truth is happening. People will come forth and express their will, because we cannot be deceived anymore. This is amazing. What a time to be alive. This lunar eclipse, representing endings, gives us new visions. It gives us new visions to tell the truth, and it will change the world. This is truly a transformation of our consciousness, our awareness. We get it. We see it. Now we can all gather together and make new choices. Our world is now in this big period of endings and new beginnings. That is the astrology of our times. What does this mean for you? All summer, the outer planets have been retrograde, and now, as we finish up two important eclipses and move into November, these planets are beginning to move direct, and they are all moving direct into a brand new energy. So we're not going to have the same energy as we did in 2023. Saturn in Pisces moves direct on November 4th. Neptune in Pisces moves direct on December 6th. And Uranus in Taurus on the 26th of January, 2024. This will create a very different energy for us. It will be a very different year, particularly around February and strongly in April. It will be a very fast-moving year. At the same time that these planets retrograde, Pluto moves out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. What an intriguing, wonderful, exciting time. Saturn in November. Saturn has been barely moving. Saturn has to do with control, frustration, rules, regulations, authority. It's known as the father of the zodiac. It moves forward on November 4th, this next week. It can bring some burdens and taking on more responsibility. With Saturn, we can turn lead into gold if we work very hard, very patiently and consciously through a project. Then we get the gold or the promotion that we're very pleased with. It's a very steady, focused, cautious process where Saturn works best. See if transiting Saturn is co-joining any of the planets in your chart. If they are, in which house? That is the area of life where you will feel the energy and the ending. Saturn will not be back in Pisces for another 29 years. In 2023-24, Saturn moves on into new territory. Now, let's take Uranus. Uranus is at 21 degrees of Taurus. It hasn't been in that position since the early 1940s. And it won't return into that position for another 84 years. And we'll all be dead and gone by then. It's retrograde now. And we'll move back to 90 degrees and then turn around, go direct on January 27, 2024. If you have a co-joining planet, this time will be very significant. Uranus is about freedom, authenticity, finding your uniqueness, breaking up the stale, breaking up the routine. It brings a desire for newness, a variety in your life. See what house it falls in your chart. Because if we don't follow the energy, the newness, the change, then this transit will bring disrupting and tower moments into your life. So you really have to get in touch with your inner solar plexus and your guides and your hunches and your instincts. That's following the energy. And that's how you do different things. You could relocate. You could change jobs. You could use new technology. The change is sudden and urgent. Creativity is paramount. New discoveries and a new way of teaching or a new expression are coming into being. It's very exciting. Looking at Neptune currently, Neptune is around 24, 25 degrees of Pisces. With every planet, we can have a less positive expression and a more positive expression. In the less positive expression, we feel overwhelmed, confused, everything is too much. We feel weepy, in a fog, a sense of disillusionment. Also, deceit. Things aren't clear. Another party doesn't want them to be clear. Neptune is also famous for the misuse of drugs. But positively, it can open up to a finer perception, a greater psychic sensitivity, more creativity. The artist, the poet, it can connect you to the divine. It can open up your healing ability, give you a greater sense of your multidimensionality. It can be a beautiful transit, healing ability particularly. It's a 165-year cycle, and each degree, as it moves along, will last about a year. Pluto has a 248-year cycle and is about to transit into Aquarius in 2024. And as most of you know, that's where it was when we started this country. It's going into Aquarius for the next 20 years. Pluto just turned direct at 28 degrees Capricorn. And it's moving along through the last degrees of Capricorn until January. You can be feeling intensity, issues around power, control, manipulation. It affects survival issues, power plays, relationships, trauma, death, and rebirth. It's about transformation, but it's also about your empowerment. With all of these planets, you feel the energy the strongest when they first enter the sign. So for the first year or so, and this energy lasts for about 2 years, as they drill down on their particular energy. So, let me tell you what happened with me. My son, Vance, has his Saturn in Capricorn, and his father has his North Node in Capricorn, and his brother has his rising sign in Capricorn. So, Vance was in China, and he came home a year ago. He's able to escape. And he's living with his father, who is elderly. While I was away in Texas in September, his father passed away right in the house, right in front of Vance, practically in his arms, Saturn North Node. And Jeffrey came to help with his rising in Capricorn. And they were all affected. They're all at the same degree. And that's where Saturn and Uranus and Taurus and Saturn were. And this is amazing to me because it shows the power of astrology. It's really amazing what happened and how you can link it to these energies. The more knowledge we have about how astrology works, the more that we can benefit from it. It's ultimately about your empowerment and how to work with and overcome fear. All of these planets are moving into new territory. particularly as we move into 2024. It's a very different energy, and these planets will not retrograde again with this transit. All of these lined up transit planets are changing signs now. These outer planets are changing, which is quite remarkable, because you would have to go back to about 300 years to find anything like that happening, when all the outer planets changed their signs at the same time. The last time that happened was in 1723. So I looked up a couple of things that happened in 1723. George Frederick Handel's opera premiered in London. Now, we know Handel was a wonderful musician, and to have something that powerful come out is beautiful. Let me see if I can say this. The Canyx era ends, and the Qin dynasty began in 1723. Rhode Island hung 26 pirates on the same day for piracy. The Treaty of St. Petersburg, Russia was signed, ending the Russian-Persian War. So, the music began and the empires ended in 1723. I just thought that was fascinating. That's the plus and the minus. We're moving into different territory, different energy, and a different world for sure. And that's what gives us the sense of endings and new beginnings. Coming back into the now, we still have Pluto in a T-square to the north axis, which has been like a vice, like a pressure cooker. Okay, so now what are your choices? Which end of the nodal axis are you going to choose? Fear or love? Victim or co-creator? We all have to make our choices as we step up to these timelines and go forward. No one can force you into any timeline. They are self-serving, depending on your frequency. This has been a massive year and continues to be right up until December of 2023. I think most of us have made our choices, but the year's events have kind of forced us into doing that. Really, think over the past 3.5 years. How much have you changed? How much has your social life changed? How about the media and what you watch now and don't watch? Do you have a greater sense of psychic sensitivity, of awareness, of clarity, of connecting to nature, of expanding consciousness or healing ability? It's that kind of thing that's happening. Sometimes these shifts are subtle. Can you identify how you are really evolving? Are you evolving rapidly, remarkably? People ask, what are the planets doing for me? Well, they are not doing anything. They're just providing energy for you to do something. They are a modeling clay. Yes, they have specific energies, but we decide how we model the clay. Look at the past 3 years and see what you've done with the energy. We have to be assertive, but that does not mean aggressive or frustrated or angry. It really means being quiet and tuning into your own radio dial. Every morning, say, okay, what emotion am I going to dominate my day with? For example, I choose to dominate my day with the emotions of love, or joy, or peace, or harmony, or gratitude, or all of it. Choose to live from the inside out. We are never going to see peace in this world unless we can feel peace within ourselves, some with love or the other emotions I mentioned. It just can't happen because we create this kind of hologram of individual realities, and all of these holograms come together in the atmosphere and match up to form a collective reality. As an old Chinese proverb aptly states, your thoughts today are creating your reality tomorrow. Your thoughts today are creating your reality of tomorrow. Are we in a world of chaos, turbulence, horror? Absolutely. One of the things that recent events has done positively is to open our hearts to have more compassion and really live from the heart, to really live with much more love than we have ever had before. We just really never thought about it. So, let's do some thinking while we take the break and listen to William singing to us wave after wave. And I'll be back after this to finish up with much more information for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio. Let's find out. We'll be back after the break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Wave upon wave, starlight spills from the sky. Each day, how many small wings learn to fly. Over and over, love holds all things near, waiting for each soul to reach beyond fear. Throw out the pictures you hold. Doesn't like to do anything twice. Show me a story without any end. Open your eyes and I'll show you a friend. Reach into each moment dreaming and thrill in the knowing you'll find. Live every moment your heart. Take my hand if you're going my way. We'll walk on this road to a garden in the sky. Step right inside, you won't ever ask why. As deep in this rose is an unbounded sea. Deep in this ocean, the stars flying free. Deeper than roses and oceans and stars. Breath that we take, for we know who we are. As deep in this road is an unbounded sea. Deep in this ocean, the stars flying free. Deeper than roses and oceans and stars. The breath that we take when we know who we
are. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis with Wave After Wave. I think that if you played that song in your house for the full day, that you would float away in the higher dimensions. It is so beautiful. Wave after wave, that's how we raise our vibrations. So, are we in a world of chaos? Of turbulence, of horror? Absolutely. And what do these events do? So often there are disastrous events that make us look over here. This is the distraction. Look over here. Look over there. Now make us look over here. Oh, look over there. Look over here. What's going on? That's a really big issue. It is so easy, particularly when events are emotional, and we do have big loving hearts. We get caught up in these external distractions, and wherever our focus is, it's more external. We are giving our power away. Our energy becomes scattered, and we are not living in our power and sovereignty. We're all over the place, and then we're distracted by the next big thing, and the next big thing, and the next big thing. And that's when it becomes to feel completely overwhelming. And what do these events do? Well, what they do is they make it very easy to fall into polarized camps of right-wrong, good-bad, left-right, black-white, whatever. I always said that the third dimension reality is you're wrong and I'm right. And I'm going to prove to you that you're wrong and I'm right. And you have to tell me that you know I'm right and you're wrong. And then I'll know you love me. And that's third dimension reality. It's very easy to fall into that polarity, division, separation. This is not a good place for humanity to be, because a vast, vast majority, I'm going to say probably 99% of the world population, want the same things. What do we want? We want peace. We want safety and security, a roof over our heads, food for ourselves and our family, and loving friends and family around us. We all want that. It doesn't matter what religion, what nationality, what language we speak. It doesn't matter. We're all one humanity. However, there's a tiny number of people in the world who don't want that. And we must remember that we are one humanity. According to physics, there is one living consciousness in the universe, one living and loving consciousness. There is divine intelligence that permeates everything. So we must come back to this sense of being one humanity. In my research, as well as others, our best transformational state is altruism, when we have this feeling of coming together and really helping others. When I had my healing groups back in Pennsylvania and in Allendale, New Jersey, we would gather and send healing energy. We would gather and send healing energy within the group to those in need. Although we may focus on one person, there was always a boomerang effect around the circle, and the others in the groups would be healed as well. And sometimes it would happen to people outside of the room on the same frequency. So the energy multiplied. Not only that, but the power of our thoughts, our intention also multiplied, depending on how many people were thinking of the same thing. When three or more are gathered in his name, but I like the number eight, two circles. In the group, there was a girl who was worried about her son. And we went around the room and everybody said who they were concerned about that night. And she talked about her 12-year-old who had just been diagnosed with children's diabetes. And we prayed in the room for Sharon. Everybody prayed and worked on Sharon. So this girl goes back home, and she lived in New York State over the Tappan Zee Bridge. And her son came running out of the house to the car as she pulled in the driveway and said, "Who is Elizabeth? Who is Elizabeth?" And she was shocked. And she said, "I was just in the healing group with her." And the boy said, "Well, I was resting, and she came into my room and healed me." That's what I mean by the boomerang effect. It's beautiful. The meditation evening that I've had online forever, for us to come together every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. in your time space. It doesn't have to be in my time space. It's in your time space, yours, 7 o'clock p.m. It's non-original. Lots of people are doing this all over the world. It's simple. It's a quiet thing. Imagine that we are all holding hands, thousands and thousands of us. We are beacons of light coming together in a grid of light, even for just 15 minutes, in love, joy, peace, harmony, compassion, and gratitude. That energy will keep building and building. And I know that's true because people are emailing me about their experiences. It just takes 15 minutes. These meditations will bring you awareness. They will help you to become aware and much more conscious. And there's no Zooming. There's no having to be there on time. There's no computer screw-ups. There's no notes or reminders. You just do this automatically. Just step into the higher vibration of awareness. 7 p.m. on Sundays. And the mantra is, "I am setting the intention for a more peaceful, loving, and abundant world." Then feel the energy come in and visualize your dream, your intention. This energy will even pick up on your subconscious. I'll say the mantra one more time. "I am setting the intention for a more peaceful, loving, and abundant world." It's that simple. It just takes a minute. 15 minutes tops. I wish that all of you could start doing this, and I would love to hear from you because I'd like to know how it's serving you. Yes, absolutely, we are going to see more turbulence. That's guaranteed. That's what astrology is showing the world. All of us would be very surprised if it would stop. But despite the endings that are going on, the awful things that are happening right now, the collapse of the old system, and yes, it's going to get louder and louder, for sure. After all, the old systems don't want to die. However, we don't have to be standing in the demolition site and have nothing, because the new is already being born. You know that if you are a part of these groups, you really know that. We are seeding a new earth every moment. All of us together are seeding a new earth every moment. As we move forward into 2024, it will be very different energy. Pluto moves into Aquarius in January. Fully by the year's end, this will really be bringing up many new things, especially with artificial intelligence. Things that mean that artificial intelligence can be immensely beneficial to our world. There will be many new healing techniques. However, this new energy means that it will be harder and harder to tell us what's true and what's not true. if you're looking through a screen, AI through every screen is happening. It's through your phone. It's through your computer. It's through your iPad and any of the media outlets. It will be very hard to tell you what's true and what's not. Therefore, one of the best sides of Aquarian is coming together in groups, communities, physical, real groups, real people, person to person, with laughing, hugging, sharing, support, whatever. These groups are all over the world in their various forms, and much more horizontal and fair than the vertical, top-down, and elites are. I have talked about this all year. Aquarius is absolutely going to shift the power to the people. But power is not given to the people. We have to take the power. And we don't take the power by being loud, by being absolutely solid in our sovereignty, or by... We take the power by beaming out love, joy, peace, compassion, and gratitude, and abundance to the world. That's how we get out of the hamster and the wheel of misery, war, disease, death. That's how we get out of the hamster wheel that we've been trapped in for thousands and thousands of years. This is such a unique evolutionary opportunity. We really have a blank canvas. Of course we have astrology. And please, God bless the astrology, because it gives us so many clues. The symbolism of the planets, the signs they are moving into, the geometry they form together. We get so much information, and they act as a wise guide as to where we're headed. But remember, they don't determine it. They provide the energy for us to determine it. They do not determine our frequency and our consciousness. We, as a humanity, determine that. Yes, we have a blank canvas. And when everything gets churned up, that's where the breakdown is happening. In the lower vibrational structures. Although it's chaotic and destabilizing, it actually makes things easier to create something new because the energy is so freed up. The molding clay is softer to create our new earth, but it's all flowing down to us at the same time. And that's why it's so important for us to come together as one humanity and to constantly remind yourself, I'm coming from the heart. I choose to come from the heart. I'm coming from the heart. Drop down into the heart. When you come from the heart, there's a greater coherence, a more rapid formulation of the new earth. A coherent earth manifests more quickly when you come from the heart. It's different from when we're split in the disharmony of the I'm right, you're wrong. Even in our well-meaning groups, we must be aware of the I'm right, you're wrong, and finger-pointing, as well as gossiping mentality. That just will not help us get anywhere at all. In fact, at times, it can cause a soul backup, a setback. Keep your own counsel and stay on the zero point. You may be able to voice your thoughts very calmly, but avoid that attitude. I'm right and you're wrong. This is for the best for everyone, and I know it. Get into your heart and know that this is such an exciting, evolutionary opportunity. Grab it with both hands. because it won't be coming around again for a while. So grab it, love it, cherish it, and promote it. Promote it with your groups. Promote it with your community. Promote it with your thoughts, and promote it with your intentions. Then we will manifest more quickly the new world. So come into your heart. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of the show tonight. I do want to say Happy Halloween. And don't forget All Saints Day, which will be a very powerful day. That's November 1st. And you will actually feel your guides and angels on that day. I'm sure that you'll feel the breeze of a wing right by your face. Get quiet. Stay meditative. And welcome the changes and your own new self-direction. We're going to listen to It Was a Quiet Thing by Elizabeth Hepburn, Moonlight on My Window by William, The Breath in the Heart Meditation, and of course, Richard. Richard Schulman is going to play Ascension Attunement. Please listen to that because it will help you all through your corpuscles, your bones, your vibration, your inner and outer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
The crowd. Maybe it's the atmosphere, way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums, I don't hear the band, the sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in, oh, happiness. Well, what do you know?
It's true.
It's a quiet thing, a very quiet
breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes. And start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone, and you feel the light. Let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. you will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.